Recommended in Shulchan Aruch that, does it say stop recording or recording? It's recommended in the Shulchan Aruch that you should have bread on Rosh Chodesh. Tarachiyu. So therefore, if you forgot Yalav Yavoi, you don't have to repeat the bench. Okay, let's go. Let's begin. Okay, we left off yesterday going through the Mahalchim about Yishuv Aretz. We have to continue upon this sugya. The Beferish in the Gemara. Okay? We have to continue upon the Gemara of the Beferish. And therefore, let us see the Maisa. Let us see the Sugi inside as we progress the Maisa in this particular Sugi. Okay? The Gemara had the Shiloh. Remei Romer. Let's start again inside. Elias, you want to read? Go ahead, Remei Romer. Go ahead, let's see. That's a Shiloh from Chiya Bar Abba. Go ahead. Is it like selling in Chutz Lartz or not? So Rav Chiya Bar Abba responded to those who asked him the Shiloh. Well, it says in the Mishnah that Akko is Kirtzol Gittin, but it's only for Gittin. But for Avadim not, and Kol Shekein Suri, which much is further away. So what's the Psak Halacha? Here you have a good example of a Shiloh, and there's a Psak. What's the Psak? Is he Yotz L'Cheres or is he not? You tell me. He's selling Abed L'Tzuria from Yerushalayim. Yes, is he Yotz L'Cheres?
Yeah.
Yes, we view it as Chutz L'Aretz. Let's get that down in our notes. Because we said Akko is for Gittin, yes, for Avadim no, Kol Shekein Suri, Yer Merchak Tuvia. Okay? Now, it's interesting, and I want you to note this, that we're learning the Sechus Gittin, of course. So it might have puzzled you, why would the Gemara ask a Shiloh regarding Hilchos of Evi Kenaini? We do know that a lot of dinim that are compared between one and the other, no doubt. We have a Gzeres Shava of Law, Kupasa Lo Nitan Law, and Kosov Law Sefer Krisus. Law, we equate all the dinim, many of the dinim. We equate the dinim of Gittin with Star Shifra and Evik 90. There are many dinim, but you're learning Gittin, you get up to Daf Chesam Rav, the Gemara poses a Shiloh that is pertains to Evik 90. And you wonder to yourself, why does the Gemara pose the Shiloh about a situation of what? A situation of Gittin. Do we view Syria like Eretz Yisrael, or do we view it like Chutz L'Aretz? L'mayn afkamina Azriel. Whether you have to say b'fanei nechtam or b'fanei nechtam, yes? You follow me? That's the first thing really that should come to your mind, and that's what the Rishonim here, at least some of the Rishonim, are bothered by, where the Gemara opposes this Shiloh, halacha l'maaseh. At least with Tosfos right off the dot. But I wanted you to be in tune with it, because here you're learning Gittin, and the Gemara what? The Gemara presents a Shiloh, Jonathan Linder, about what? About Evik 90. It's a little bit peculiar, okay? So let's go right to Tosfos. Go ahead, Eliezer. Moker what? Right, the Brisa very soon, which is three lines in the bottom, writes black on white, Hamevi get me Surya Kemevi Mechutz L'Aretz. Yes? Says that black on white. Yes? So he says, I'll tell you why. The Gemara has imposed the Shiloh by Get. Because by Get, it's a Dover Pasha that Syria is treated like Chutz L'Aretz. Yes? Like the Brisa says. Very soon. Yes? So maybe that's why Benji, the Gemara only poses the Shiloh. Legabe Evid. You follow what I'm saying? So Tosfos says it's dead wrong. Don't think that for one moment. Why not? Go ahead, Eliezer. The Evidi by Alu, period. And there's by Get, there is no Shiloh. By Get, it's definitely Chutz L'Aretz. By Evi Kenaini will oppose the Shiloh. So that's exactly what one might assume. So Tosfos says that's dead wrong. Whenever we say in Lomar, what do we look for? We're in the Tosfos Yudah Damask HaMoicher. What do we look for whenever you have?
De.
We say De or Taha. Correct. So what does he say here? There is it's a letter De. The Imkain.
Of
Ah, Because if that would be the case, their svara would be completely the opposite of what was pshita Reb Chiya bar Abba. Meaning, who was the one who answered the shaila? Usher. Reb Chiya bar Abba was the one who answered the shaila. Is that correct? The ones who posed the shaila were talmidim in the yeshiva. They were talmidim in the yeshiva. And the talmidim in the yeshiva posed the shaila. That means they would be completely the opposite. Because what is Reb Chiya bar Abba saying? You guys tell me. What is Reb Chiya bar Abba saying? It's pashut that what? That for gittin, yes, akko is considered to be what? Eretz Yisrael, lamaisa for gittin. But for avadim, it's not, yes? So that means for the area of Eved, it's more chutzlarts than get, yes? So that means Reb Chiya bar Abba concludes that lamaisa, for the purposes of what? For the purposes of Eved, it's clearly chutzlarts. And for the purposes of get, it's not. Correct, Bench? Whereas the ones who asked the Shaila, Tosus was proposing that for get, it was pshitet chutz l'aretz. Yes? That for get, it was pshitet chutz l'aretz. And the Shaila is l'maisa. What's going to be by what? What's going to be by Evan? So that means it turns out completely the opposite. Reb Chiya bar Abba's answer is completely opposite of the ones who asked him the Shaila. And that's very, very uncomfortable. That's very bizarre that you were working with svaras that one starts with one premise and you come completely different premise. Again, the ones who asked the Shaila said, we know for sure, again, the Ein Lomar proposal bench, is that for sure forget, it's chutzlarts. We want to know what the story of Surya is by get. And what's the answer? The answer is fakir, that by get, yes? By get, what's the din? By get, it's Eretz Yisrael, and we don't know what's the story bought by Evan. It's completely opposite. Tosa says, I'm not comfortable with that. And therefore, Tosa says, what? I don't know. Therefore, Tosa says, I don't know what the Gemara's Shaila was. What was the Gemara thinking when the Talmidim asked the Shaila of Chiya bar Abba, what was the status of Eretz Yisrael for get? Tosa doesn't fill in the blank. And that's what I want you to look. That's what I want you to look in the Gedolei Achronim on that. Okay? Does everyone understand how to read the Tosis? You understand? Again, Benj, we'll say it one more time. The Gemara presents the Shaila by Avadim. It doesn't present the Shaila by Gittin. We start off sheer saying that's peculiar because we're learning Gittin. Chetzim and Aleph and Gittin. The Gemara posed the Shaila by Avadim. Well, what was the Gemara holding by Get? What was Surya's status? So Tosis says, well, it must be that there was no Shaila. Must be that they must have held that for sure it was chutzlarts. But for Avadim, the Gemara opposes the Shaila. That's what they asked of Chiya bar Abba. And the answer is, and why would I say that? Because the Brisa, three lines on the Amud, at the bottom of the Amud, says in the background, white that forget. It's considered chutzlarts, yes? So that's why it's not so crazy to make that assumption, no? The Brisa says it, beferish. So Tosa says, I'm not comfortable with that, because that means that there's a drastic change from the Talmidim they asked the Shaila to Reb Chiya bar Abba's answer. Because Reb Chiya bar Abba's answer is that Akko is considered Eretz Yisrael for Gittin, but for Avadim it's not. Fakir, Akko is Eretz Yisrael, and Surya might also be like Eretz Yisrael, but for Avadim it's certainly chutzlarts. Well, that's a 360 or a 180, however you want to say it, from what we held in the Shaila. In the Shaila, what do we hold? In the Shaila we held, forget it was certainly chutzlarts, for Avadim we didn't know. Now you're saying the opposite. That's very uncomfortable to say. And Tosa says it's wrong. But therefore what? We're left with that peculiarity of what? That the Gemara is asking the Shaila by what? In Maseches Gittin, Daf Chesed and Aleph, about Avadim. You understand what I'm saying? Ben, you got it? That's Pshat and Tosis. So comes along the Maharam, please get it down. Comes along the Maharam, and the Maharam writes two things. Number one, he says, it must be that it was Poshet Lamaisa to the Talmidim that they felt Surya was like Eretz Yisrael, like Gabi Gittin. Please get this down, Yisrael. that the Talmidim held, that they held, Suri was like Eretz Yisrael, I gotta be getting. What's the next line you should ask me? Doesn't the Brisa say Pumfakert? You have to say they didn't know the Brisa. You have to say the Talmidim did not know that Brisa. Please get that down. That's one way Aryeh could say it. The second way it says the Maharam is that the Shaila was in a Hanami on both. The Shaila was the Gabi Avodim and by Gittin, both. You'll ask me why the Gemara only say Avodim? Maybe that was the Shaila in the Bis Medrash at hand. They had a Shaila Alach Lamaisa that they had to answer. And since they had a Shaila Alach Lamaisa they had to answer, the Shaila was by Avodim. But the Gemara could have posed the Shaila just as well by Gittin. These are the two pshatim of the Maharam. Please get that down. Comes along the Maharam Shiv. And the Maharam Shiv says, also, like the second pshat of the Maharam, that the subject of the Gemara was also by Get. And says the Yad David, and I love this pshat, says the Yad David, because I'm not comfortable with the first pshat of Maharam to say there was pusha to them that they thought it was Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Akko Yisrael, there's a machlokas whether Akko is considered to be Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. So Suri, which is further away, why would that be pusha that it's like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin? If by Akko there was a machlokas, How could it be Suri, which is further away, be Pashat that it's for sure Eretz Yisrael? That the Talmidim knew the Mishnah. That for sure they knew. So therefore the Maharam Shiv says, I don't like that second shot, that first shot rather, of the Maharam. And I assume, says the Maharam Shiv is the Shiloh is by both Evan and Get. And the Yad David says the Maharam Shiv did not like that first shot of the Maharam. Because it's very hard to say it was Pasha the Talmidim that Suri is definitely Eretz Yisrael. Because there's a machlokes in the Tanoim whether Akko is Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. So certainly Suri, which is further away, there would at least be a machlokes. That everyone would agree it's Eretz Yisrael. Says the Yad David, if the Shaila is by both, so why did he only pose the Shaila by Avadim? What's the answer? That was the Shaila in the Bis Medrash at that time. So that's the Maharam, the Maharam Shif and the Yad David. Please get this down. This is how you learn up Tosis. Ori, you have a kasha? Go ahead. Tosis Dibra Masto Hamoker, the very first one. Okay? This leads us now to the Chasam Sofer. Says the Chasam Sofer, he asks, how could there be a subject in the Gemara by Get and by Evid? What's the price in tea in China? My Indian Zelazeh, he says. By Get, Mayor, what's the Shiloh? Whether Suri is learned and there's a network found. Is it Shrichi Vigmiri? What's the Shiloh about an Evid? You guys tell me.
Is it Eretz
Yisrael or not? When you're selling him, you're selling the Chutzlars, we're going to find the Lokeah. That's the Shiloh. One has nothing to do with another. Ma'in in Zelazet. What's the price in tea in China? By the way, when it comes to Bafani Neft, it's an issue of Lishman Kim. When it comes to Avadim, is this classified as Chutzlars? So give the guy a fine. So how do you tell me that the Shiloh is both by Avadim and by Get? That's the Chasam Sofer's kasha. So it comes along the Chasam Sofer and he answers beautifully. I'll tell you what the common thread between the two. By Get, you're right, there is no chash by Suri of Shchichi Gmiri. They're Shchichi Gmiri. By Evan, there's no chash because we hold Kibush Yachid. We don't paskin this way, but this Tana held Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. In a Hanami, they both might be Ershaw for different reasons. But the whole question is, do we say it's a low plug? Do we include Suri in the low plug that every part of Chutzlarts will be considered to be what? Faneneftav? And will be considered Chutzlarts will find the guy. That's the common thread between Get and Evid. Will we include Suri in this low plug that everything is considered Medina Sayyam? That's what the Chasam Sofer says, and that's what the Shaila is at hand. Why did it say Avadim? Same thing, we'll have to say that was the practical Shaila. Maybe in the Bais Medrash that came up at that time. Okay? Yes, the Chasam Sofer asked the Kashas, if the Shaila is by both, what's the common thread between the two? Right? By Get, the issue is Lishma and Kiyum. By evidence, class, child with its chutzlars. Says the Chasam Sofer, the common thread bench is there's no chashos by Lishma and Kiyum by Tzuriyah. There's no chashos when it comes to what? There's no chashas of lishma on kiyum by tzur. There's no chashas of whether it's considered to be what? Kibush yachach make kibush, if you hold like that tana. Therefore, it should be considered a chashas. What's the shiloh? The shiloh is under the umbrella of a low plug. Do we say tzur is including that low plug that all of Kutz Lawrence is Medina Siyam? And you'd have to say before an act of, and we would what? Find the lokach, and he would go free. That is the shiloh. And then you'll ask me if the shiloh is by both, so why did it more only presented by Ab? Because that was the shiloh in this medrash. Okay? This is the stickle first mahalach I want to say today. Okay? It's a taisis, very important taisis. Every taisis is important, but you can say a whole stickle of how to learn it. And the way I presented it in the beginning is really what I wanted you to be bothered by. It's a very big peculiarity. You're doing daf ches on Amud Gimel, you ask a shiloh all of a sudden by a vadim. We haven't had anything in the Gemara about a vadim yet. Okay, we had Rishonim to mention taisis, but I don't think we've had in the Gemara once. Till daf ches about a vadim. All of a sudden, we're opposed to shiloh by a vadim? It's bizarre. So that's why I think it fits in very good that the shiloh really was posed by both, and maybe the shiloh at hand in the Bismedesh practically was a vadim. Okay? That's the first mahalach. Number two, second mahalach. For that, let's go to the next taisis. Okay? First mahalach is on the first taisis, second mahalach is on the second taisis. Go ahead, Eliezer. Let's see the second taisis inside. So when you learn that taisis, guys, you know, Tosafot made a proposal, slugged it up, and then what? So we fill in the blank with the Maran, the Maram Shif, the Yad David, and the Chasam Sofer. Okay, that's how you got to fill in the blank. But the Poshim Shayim Taisis is Taisis leaves it open. He doesn't answer that kasha that is peculiar. So what is it? So the takeaway is that we're saying the shiloh is really both by Evan and by Get as well. Okay, fine. Maybe Tosis, you know, was leaving that open to us. Maybe he assumed like that, but we don't know. But that's how you learn up the pshat in the taisis. Okay? As I say to you guys sometimes, and Arya repeated to me what I say to you guys all the time, and say sometimes the smaller taisis are very hard. This is a good example of that. Okay? All right, but this notion of going to drastic extremes, we've mentioned all the time. Right, we always want to limit the machlokas. Remember, we always want to limit machlokas. Same thing here. The Talmidim had held one way, and then the Rechim Rabbi completely said pum fakir with svar. We're very uncomfortable with that, to say it like that. Okay, next choice is Eliezer. Go ahead. Which will be the second mahal. Go ahead. What's nakat mean?
States.
Mentions. Yeah. Okay, mentions what? Shlosha, now in numbers, you guys know from Diktuk in Ivrit, Rambam says learning Hebrew's Lashon HaKadosh is a mitzvah kala. Rambam writes Beferish in the Perish Mishnah and office that learning Hebrew is a mitzvah kala, it's a mitzvah. When you do numbers, Shlosha with the hay is Zachar, Shalosh is Nekeva. Do you guys know that? You didn't know that, you know it now. It's usually the opposite. Whenever you see the hay at the end, you think it's Nekeva. But by numbers, it's the opposite. Okay, that's the rule. Shlosha is Nekeva. Shlosha is Zachar, Shalosh is Nekeva. Okay? Usually the hay, by other words, is Nekeva, and without hay, it's Zachar. By numbers, it's Fakir. Why? I don't know why. I think it follows the Torah, the Torah Akdash. So let's go. See you again in the Torah. Go to Shlosha what? Now, they change it to beget v'afar, right? What do you have there?
Yeah,
it says afar, de afar, right? It says mishum de what? The evid de what?
It's not that.
Shum de evid de afar? Yeah. Doesn't work well. I think he's changing the word evid. Yeah. Shum de afar veget. Have a lashon zachar. I think he's changing the word evid to de afar.
No.
I think get, what did you say?
You missed evid.
Yes. He's putting de afar instead of the evid. So what does Tosis say? The reason why it said Shlosha Drachim is because why? You know what, Eliezer? Do me a favor. Read the Gemara. We didn't read the Gemara. Read the Brisa, Tanarabanan. What does the word Shavsa mean? Shavsa is equal, okay? You notice the Rabbi Kivager? He says, look at Avodah Zarah Chafal Mez Taisa. I didn't look at it. They didn't get a chance to look. Did anyone get a chance to look? We should look over the weekend, okay? But Lamaisa. Taisa says beautifully, I'll tell you why it says Shlosha, Lashon Zachar, Because even though it's Surya, the country, the word is Nekeva, because Ofer and Get are Lashon Zachar. Yes? Ofer and Get are Lashon Zachar. So since Ofer and Get are the ways in which they're similar to one another, yes? What's similar to what? How Surya is similar to Eretz Yisrael, the word Ofer and Get, yes? You follow me? He says the word Da'afer V'Get are Lashon Zachar, that's why it said Shlosha. You follow me? Even though it's Surya is Lashon Nekeva. Now in my Masorah, in my Oz V'Hadar, I brought it myself today, patting myself on the back, okay? Right? I brought it myself today, despite the fact that it was heavy, okay? But what does it say? It says in the Masorah Shashas, Oz V'Hadar, do you guys have that? Read that for me. Eliezer, you don't have it on your Gemara. Ben, do you have Oz? Who has Oz V'Hadar?
I have it.
Go ahead, read the Oz V'Hadar. I don't know if you have Oz V'Hadar, is that? Yeah, Divrei Tosfos. Go ahead. You don't have that on yours, Jonathan, I don't think. No, go ahead. Go ahead, read it, Oren.
I read Kiddushin.
Right, Divrei Tosfos Tamua. Now read it from the beginning. Read Oz V'Hadar.
Divrei
Tosfos Tamua. Divrei Tosfos Tamua. I read Kiddushin. What is Divrei Tosfos Tamua?
Mine here also has the Ayin Marsha.
Oh, okay, good. Yours also says Ayin Marsha. The words of Tos are a pella. And look in the beginning of Kiddushin. And Arya says, also says, look at the Marsha. So what do? You just move on? You don't just move on when you're learning, Ian.
Kiddushin is so broad.
Well, it means the very beginning. Very beginning. So let's figure out what it means. The Marsha figures out for us. Marsha, let's say over to Marsha. So get down to your notes in Masorah Shashas. Get down your notes, Masorah Shashas, that he says this tells us against the Gemara of getting a Kiddushin. So says the Marsha like this. Please get it down. Marsha says, I'll tell you exactly what he's referring to, that Jonathan was asking. He says like this. He says, No, the Marsha says like this. The Marsha says that Suri is a Lashon Nekeva, but he says, I don't understand something. You look in the very beginning of Masechus Kiddushin, it says, a woman has acquired the Shlosha Drachim. Isha Niktas B'Shlosha Drachim. Because Derech is found in the Torah, the Lashon Nekeva. It's also found in the Lashon Torah, Lashon Zachar. Yes? So why in the Mishnah did it choose Lashon Zachar? Where in the Mishnah do you have Lashon Zachar? The Shiva Drachim Bodkin Azav. The Gabi, a man is Azav, they check to see whether it's a natural flow. Not because he's doing calisthenics or things of that, or he's eating too much. Is the emission because of the malady, the illness. Whatever the illness of Zav is, that there's a flow coming out of him. But it's not for side reasons. It says, B'shiva drachim. And what Gabi the Nekeva? It says, B'shiva drachim, Bokin and Zav, the Gabi Nekeva, Ketanah Loshin Nekeva, Shloshah drachim, Isha Niknes. Yes? What does the Mishnah say in the beginning of Kiddushin? Yes? It says Beloshin Nekeva, it says Beshlosha Drachma Isha Niknes. It does say that? What's the beginning of Kiddushin? Shlosha or Shalosh?
The parak is Shlosha, but I believe that the Mishnah actually starts off Aisha Niknes Beshalosh Drachma. Yeah, no, the parak is Aisha Niknes, yeah. It's Shalosh Drachma.
Read the Mishnah, first one.
It
says Shalosh Drachma. It doesn't say Shlosha, it says Shalosh. It says Shalosh Drachim, right. So I don't know why he says in the beginning of the Marsha, Bereish Pirka Isha Niknes B'Shlosha Drachim. It's a mistake. It should say Shalosh Drachim. What'd you say? I guess on Beizim and Beiz, that's Gemara's Kasha, Lamaisa. Sometimes you find it. But the bottom line is, it says Shiva Drachim Bokin Zah, and it says Shlosha what? It says, what does it say on Beizim and Beiz B'Shlosha? Check that out, are you? Check that out. But nonetheless, by the woman, says Niktas B'Shalosh Drachim. So plug it in now. Suri is Lashon Nekeva. Right? How do I prove that? Get this down. How do I prove that Suri is Lashon Nekeva? It says Shafsa. Shafsa is with a hay. That's Lashon Nekeva. Afara. What's Afara? With a hay. That shows Lashon Nekeva. What should it have said? What should it have said? No, it should have said Shalosh Drachim. Should have said Shalosh Drachim. Not Shlosha Drachim. If Tzuri is Nekeva, it should have said Shalosh Drachim. So what's the answer, Taisa says? Because the vehicles in which it's similar to Like Eved and Get are what? And Afar are Lashon what? Lashon Zophar. Because it says, Hashem hit the Kinim, Vafach Hachazafar Arzaya Kinim. Excuse me, Afar Shiyeb Akarkav. That's talking about the Megillah Sota. So you see, all things are written by Lashon Zophar Vidog. So Marsha answers the Kasha. Marsha answers, look in the beginning of Kedushin, it's a Pella. Because the topic at hand is what? Is Surya. If the topic at hand is Surya, then it should have said what? Surya is Lashon Nekeva. It says what Shaf saw. It says Afara. What should it have said? Shalosh Drachim. That's Shalosh. What's the answer? The answer is you look at what? What's the answer? You look at the vehicles that it's similar to. Get, Eved, Afar. Those things are Lashon Zachar. Therefore it says what? It says what? Shalosh. Lashon Zachar. That's how the Marsha is interpreting Pshat and Tysus. In other words, you would have thought that it's against the Gemara Kedushin. Comes Pshat and Tysus, the Marsha. This is how you learn up Tysus. So what were you going to say, Aryeh?
I'm looking on based on Kedushin. It seems like the Gemara itself is having a discussion about.
Yeah, no. What was the Maskana there, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
see. What I'm bothered by is because the Mishnah actually says Shalosh. But in the beginning of the Marsha, he says the Ma'adamasik Barisha Perik Aisha Nigash Bishlosha Drachim, right? Dashkechan Derech Bikra Veloshen Nekeve Vashka Veloshen Zachar. So you know that's what I'm bothered by with that first line of the Marsha means. But for our purposes, we have the Pshat and Taisus Klor. That's what he's teaching. I'm just bothered by why the Marsha said it like that. Yes.
Does it say afar with the hay in the Gemara? I guess they just interpret differently. So it's just afar with.
No,
but,
the
no, it says Afara mean Lamaisa. What do you mean?
Mean now we're saying Afara is one of the vehicles that's
not. No, Afara Lamaisa is what? Afara Lamaisa is considered be it's dust. It's dust. But the word Afar is a lashon of Zachar. That's what he means when he says it. Yes.
The Gemara in Kiddushin.
Yes.
And the Maskana there on Zachar seems to be that it's about the subject. Not about the things listed. So he's also heard this, by Kiddushin, it's about a woman, so therefore it's in.
So why does he write in the beginning of the piece, he says, Isha Nikas Bishlosha Drachim? I thought you said the Mishnah says Shalosh Drachim.
I have a bigger passion on this whole thing, but the Tosfos in the end says that the reason why we're using Lashon Zachar here is because the three things listed. The problem in Kiddushin is the Gemara in Kiddushin seems to say, right, why is it by Isha Nikas? Lashon Keva, because it's about a woman. Why by Zav is it Lashon Zavar? Because it's about a man. So here, it's about Surya, it should be Lashon Keva.
Right. But I'm asking you, what did the Marsha mean in the beginning?
That I don't know.
Well, what is the Maskana of Gemara? It says,
Api
Madamasik.
The Mishnah says, Shalosh Drachim. The Maskana of Gemara is that it's about what? It's about
something. Right. So why does he say I'll be my demasic brish perikisha niggas b'shlosha drachim? Yeah, I think you got to look at the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya. But Tosis is saying that you don't look at the topic. You look at the things that it's similar to. That's a shot in the Tosis. You're asking that you see from the Gemara. It seems like you look at the topics. You're saying, huh? I think the Marsha is trying to answer that shot in Tosis. That's good for what he's trying to answer. It's mishtana lefi inyan. Says the Marsha that feed the Baskaras Gomar Derek is sometimes Lashon Zachar, sometimes Lashon Nekeva. It changes the feed the topic. Here we're dealing with Eved and Get, so it's Lashon Zachar. Therefore it says Shlosha Drachim, but Lashon Zachar. Over there, the topic Lamais is what? It all depends on the topic. The topic at hand here is the vehicles, not Shavsa, Arya. That's why it's not Akasha. The topic at hand is not Suri, the topic at hand are the vehicles. And therefore, those vehicles are lost in Zohar. I'm just bothered by why the Marsha writes it like that. That's my kasha.
Yeah, I think that might be a.
You think it might be a typo in the Marsha?
The Mishnah says Shalosh.
Says Shalosh, yeah. I'm saying I don't think you're.
No, I agree with you.
Yours is not a kasha. The topic here is the Drachim, not the Suri.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I just think it's got to be a typo in the Marsha. I don't know why they didn't say anything on the bottom. Yes, Bench. One sec, Bench. Go ahead.
I don't want to be like rude, but like, why does any of this matter? Why can't you say, okay, over here, so that this is on this, and Kiddushin, like, Lamayna Kamina, what's the...
That's exactly what the Marsha said. Not Lamayna Kamina, he's saying the topic over there is referring to Isha. The Tosfos is telling us how to learn the Pshat and the Gemara. The topic in here is not the point of reference, is not Surya. The point of reference we're focused on are the three things that Surya is similar to Eretz Yisrael on. And those three things are Alash and Zohar.
How does that change, like, how we learn it?
It changes how you, do you say shlosha or shalosh. Here, since we're dealing with the vehicles of those things, those are lashon zachar, we say shlosha. Over there, the topic is the woman getting acquired, therefore the topic is what nekeva, and therefore we say what shlosh.
I understand, but I'm saying, like, how does that...
Because you want to be precise about the dictum. Is it shlosha or shlosha? You want to be precise about it. The Torah Shabbat Peh is like the Torah Shabbat Saba. We want to be precise. A lot of times we have gemaras like that, they get it exact. Yes, Binyamin, what were we going to say?
I was just saying that the beginning of Mishnah, that whole back and forth, is a question on Tosos, because it was entirely up to Svara. That's exactly what the Torah Shabbat is saying.
I understand, but the Marsha is coming to answer that. The Marsha is coming to answer that. The topic at hand is the drucha, is the vehicles, not the topic of Surya.
For sure.
That's what he's answering.
Right.
I'm just bothered by the beginning of the Marsha. Why did he write Shlosha drucha? It's Shalosh drucha. That's what I was bothered by.
Right.
Okay, you got me?
I just find this good to insert the chance, because the Pashup chat would be on both.
I understand, but that's what the Marsha is learning twice, to answer that kasha. That's how he's learning. Okay. Third Mahalach now, guys. Let's go. Number three. If you guys recall, long time ago, 5-6 months ago, we had Tyson Dapesim and Aleph Oren. Let's get it. Dibramasko Ashkelon and the Tyson Rush by us. They learn that the suffix of this Gemara is dependent on the following. Is Surya like Eretz Yisrael? Based on what principle? Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush, or no? Do we say it's like Chutzlarts and they made a Xer on the dirt? And what's the Gemara's Raya? From Akko. Akko, half of it is Eretz Yisrael, and despite the fact that you sell him from Tel Aviv to Akko, to the Eretz Yisrael part, he's still Yotze L'Cheiris. Why is he Yotze L'Cheiris? You guys tell me. Why is he Yotze L'Cheiris? Because even there it's saw part of Akko is far away from any Torah centers. Remember that? And we're close to the heaven is going to be Yitama. What do we say yesterday, Yitama, with an I in? It's going to get mixed up and defiled, yes? Koshkin Suri, which is further away. So that's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Please get it down. If you got to be able to know when you learn the Gemara and Dafches, if you look, turn to Dafbeis, Tosha teaches you what the Shiloh is. Is it like Eretz Yisrael based on Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, or is it like what? Chutzlarts from the Rabbanan, they made the Upper Tameh. Why did they make the Upper Tameh? Because despite the fact that what? Despite the fact that if you sell it from Tel Aviv, or Yerushalayim, or Hebron, wherever it is, or Tiberias, to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, he goes free. What do you mean? It's Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. No! That's far flung away from what? Torah centers. We're afraid he's going to get defiled. Therefore, we make the Knas. And he's Yotze L'Cheiris. And a Raya that they made it like Chutzlarts is because of an Exer on the Upra, that it's Tameh. That's the way Tosus learns up the Shiloh. Yes? You got that?
Yes.
Again, Nachmo, one more time. Is it like Eretz Yisrael based on Kibush Yachid, or is it like Chutzlarts? And the Raya is like Chutzlarts, they made it up for Tameh, and because why? Even if you sell from Tiberia to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, it goes free. Why be it's Eretz Yisrael? No, it's not. Because far away from the Torah centers, maybe we'll get the file. That's the way Tosfos, on what dot, learns the Shiloh. You guys tell me, what dot? Tosfos pays him enough, not special. You guys show me Rashi argues. Which Rashi argues with this? On Dafes. Show me the Rashi. What does Rashi say, dear Maskel Avadim Lo? Read that Rashi. Go ahead, Eliezer. You're doing a great job. Go ahead, Lavanim Lo. Wow. Every iota of Akko is not Eretz Yisrael. He somehow didn't buy that. It was half and half. That was Yerushalmi. Rashi seems to say, black on white, that Akko is all Chutzlarts. He's Cholik on Tisus, who said it was half and half. Get that down. Therefore, if you learn like Rashi, then Tisus Kasha comes back on that face. What is the Raya from Akko that it's Chutzlarts to Surya? Yes? What Raya is it from Akko that it's Chutzlarts to prove to Surya? Yes? According to the Ma'an Amar, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. What Raya? What does one have to do with another? That was Tosfos Kasha on that base. What's the Raya from Akko? You remember on that base? What was Tosfos Kasha on that base? Tosfos Kasha on that base, let's go back. Tosfos Kasha on that base asked Akashi, he says, how are you medayi? That if you sell an evidence, Tzuri Yotz Lecheris in the Mishnah of Akko, Adarabba, Tzuri is better. Why is Tzuri better? Because the Mishnah is talking about what? The Chutzlorit side. Yes? Yes? The Mishnah is talking about the Chutzlorit side. Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush. Tzuri is better than what? Akko. Why is Tzuri better than Akko? Because you hold Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush, what? Tzuri, how can you prove Tzuri from Akko? Tzuri is better than Akko. Yes?
Yeah.
That was Tosfos Kasha. So if you learn like what? If you learn like Rashi, I'm sorry, if you learn like Tosfos, that it's half and half, then you can bring a riot. That if you go from what, Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv or Tzviria to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, you go free, how much more so should be what considered be Tzuri? Because that's Mamash Eretz Yisrael, right? And you still went free. We still viewed it like Chutzlars, even though it was Mamash Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's how the Gemara works well according to Tosfos. But if you learn like Rashi, Akko is all what? All Chutzlars. Then the Gemara here doesn't read well at all. You can't make a kosher king from what? From Akko to Tzuria. Tzuria is better because Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush. There's no notion of Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush for Akko. So how do you read the Gemara according to Rashi? According to Rashi, Tosfos Kasha reemerges. Does everyone cop what I'm saying? Elias, you understand what I'm saying? Again, let's get this. What was the Shaila in the Gemara? The Shaila in the Gemara is, according to Tosfos, is Surya like Eretz Yisrael? Kibush Yochet Shmei Kibush is like Chutzlarts, because why? Because there are gozer on the upper that it's Tomei. And how does the Gemara answer that Shaila? Benji, how does the Gemara answer that Shaila? Come on, guys. From Akko. What does it prove from Akko? That despite the fact that Akko is half what? Eretz Yisrael, it says that what? If you're Mokar Evel Akko, you're what? You're Yotze Lecheiris. So Kosher King Tzuri, which is further away from a Torah center, certainly we should say what? And we're afraid the Evan's going to be defiled, certainly should be Yotzei Lecheiros. That's the way, who learns it? Tosfos. But Rashi on Chesem and Aleph on our Gemara writes black on white that Akko is what? Akko is totally in Chutzlarts. Nothing in it is in Eretz Yisrael. So how does the Gemara make a Kosher King from Akko to Tzuria? Tzuri is much more of a svara than it's like Eretz Yisrael. Because of what principle? Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush. So the whole Gemara doesn't read well. That's the kasha of Shmuel Razovsky says. According to Rashi, Tosfos Kasha comes back up again. You say Akko is totally Chutzlarts. One sec. So Shmuel Razovsky wants to answer like this. Please get this. This is a third Mahalik. If Shmuel Razovsky wants to say a beautiful pshat, he wants to say that the Rashi will be mazmer with the Shaila of the Gemara according to the Mandavra we paskin. Kibush Yochid, lav shmei kibush. And the tzad that it's like Eretz Yisrael is only midrabanan. That it should be Tzuri, it should be like Eretz Yisrael for Chumas and Maizis midrabanan. That was the Shaila, not minatayra. Is it midrabanan Eretz Yisrael or is it Chutzlarts? And the Gemara's answer is from Akko. What's Akko? Akko is also Chayv and Chumas and Maizis midrabanan. Because it was considered under Ole Mitzrayim who captured it. Even though Ole Bubble didn't capture it, Tosfos Rid says Zion of Beis. But, and therefore today it's considered part of Chutzlarts, but midrabanan, they made it Chayv and Chumas and Maizis. So it's the Rabbanan like what? Midrabanan it's there, it's Yisrael for Chumas and Maizis. But for Avadim it's Chutzlarts. For Avadim it's Chutzlarts. If Akko's Chutzlarts for Avadim, it's Kosher King Tzuri as well. That's the way you learn the Gemara. Yes. The last part again is Rashi will say this Shaila, get it down. This Shaila, before we go weiter in the Gemara, is according to my number, we paskin, the Raman Pasuk, Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush. So the only way that it's like Eretz Yisrael is on a level of the Rabbanan. Kibush Yochid is a derisive Tzvara. So if you hold Kibush Yochid, Lav Kibush, then it's only Eretz Yisrael mid Rabbanan. Or is it nothing? Is it Eretz Yisrael mid Rabbanan, and therefore you're Chayav and Chumas and Maizis? Or is it what? Right? That's why you're chayav, because you are at least chayav in Shumas Maisis. Or do you say for other areas it's considered chutz l'aretz? It's chayav in Shumas Maisis midrabanan. The shayla is that shows her itself for other areas too or not? That's the sum. The Gemara's answer is what? You tell me. The Gemara's answer is Akko's also chayav in Shumas Maisis, only midrabanan. Because only Mitzrayim captured, not only Babel. So therefore, since midrabanan, it's chayav in Shumas Maisis. That's only for purposes of Trumas and Maisos, but it's considered chutz l'aretz for Rabbanim. If Akko's considered chutz l'aretz for Rabbanim, Surya just as well, because it's further. That's how you read the Gemara. That's how you read the Gemara. But I want you to get down in your notes, because before you go to the next two dots, which we're going to get into Kibush Yachim and Kibush, before those two dots, we're holding Kibush Yachim and Lashmei Kibush. That's where Shmuel Rzovsky is saying Pshat and Rashi. That's the Chiddush. Comes out very well. That's the third Mahalik today. Yes, go ahead, Yisrael. What were you saying? You got what I'm saying now?
Yeah, I got what you're saying.
Please get it, because it's very tricky. Because before you get the impression the whole signal is Kibush Yachim Shmei Kibush. It's not true according to this Mahalik and Rashi. This is all within Rashi. Okay. Let's continue now. Lamaisa. Let's continue now in the Gemara. Go ahead, let's go, Eliezer. Doing a great job. Go ahead. Abar Reik. This is mnemonic is not perfect. Sometimes they fit in much better than others. This one is a little bit not exactly precise. Okay? I'll just quickly list it for you very quickly. Okay? It works as follows. Ayin is referring to Ufer. That fits well. Beis Meir, Azriel. Beis is what? Beis is referring to Evid, the second letter. Okay? Next base, bar, is referring to maybe get. Yes? From maybe get. From the base, the second letter of maybe. What's the ray stand for? Meiser. The last letter in Meiser. What's resh kuf? Kuf? Resh is from the word tahara, the third letter of the word. And kuf is what? Konasad. So now you understand what I mean, that it's, you know, not so glot. Some mnemonics are glot.
Is resh tahara or is resh rosa?
Which one?
The second last
Resh is Tara.
It could also be Rosa.
Rosa Lichani
is
Lava
Tara. Rosa?
No, I don't. I think it's sort of. Rosa is like more of a verb. It's sort of the topic.
Yeah,
the Resh is Tara. Okay. All right, we got this? Okay. That's the pneumatic. Go right to the Gemara. Go ahead. Afar?
So Afar.
Afara.
Afara, Tomei.
It's Afar is Tomei Kachutz Larch. Excellent. Well, 1 second. Before we go on, let's read Rashi. Rashi, three lines on the bottom. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. This is how you learn it up, guys. Go ahead. Read the Dibra Maskel. Go ahead. Why did they make Zayr on this? Because Goyim, when they buried their loved ones, they didn't mark their graves. So there was two Maseretz Amin, that's why they made the tomb on the dirt. Gemara has a Shaila and Nazar and Dal Mez, and they make it on the Avir as well, yes? But they didn't mark any graves. So therefore, they made even though you're Chayav and Shumas Maseretz, Kibush Yachim Shmei Kibush according to this Tana, they still made the Afar Tomei. Now, Sarach Bir, why did they do this? So I want you to get this down. I spilled the beans. Yesh Lomar. Just like they made a Takana Chutz L'aretz to the Afar Tomei because of Chashas that maybe people are buried there, Mason, so too they made a Takana in Surya, Rechashas that maybe their Mason buried there as well. And a Goy's corpse, if you touch him, he's Metame. If you're under the same roof, it's a Machlekes Tanoi. Machlekes Ramam Ravid Harapaska, Machlekes Machaber Ramal. That's why a Kohen can't go to medical school. Because the Machaber says, Yesh Lahakmer, a Mason Akmer's Metame of all. All the cadavers, they work with our Goyim, but they're under the same roof. That's why a Kohen can't go to medical school. Kohen is Betame Lemes. Machlik is with his Ba'ol, but if you touch him, it's certainly a problem. So, Lemaisa, please get this down. That's why they made the Afar Tomei. Comes along the Meiri. The Meiri says, even though Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, it's not considered Legamri, ain't a shovel Legamri Eretz Yisrael. Because why? Please get this down. It was captured before the box of Eretz Yisrael. They annexed this before they had the box. So it's clear from the Meiri, it's a tremendous Kiddush, That even though Kibushah Kishmei Kibushah are lacking in the Kedusha because it wasn't captured in order. Lefi Zeh says with Shmuel Razovsky, I understand very well why they made the offer Tameh. Because they don't want people going from Eretz Yisrael to Syria. Because the bottom line is, it was downgraded in the Kedusha. I Kibushah Kishmei Kibush. I don't care. It's still lacking in the Kedusha because it was done out of order. So there's two, if I ask you, give me two reasons why they made the offer Tameh in Syria. One is because there might be mason all over the place, the Rav Yaakov says. And number two, according to Meiri, even if you don't keep a shock and shmei kibush, it's still chaser in the Kedusha. Because it was captured before the rest of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore they made the Gzeira that the upper is coming because they don't want you going out there. What's wrong with going out there? Isn't Eretz Yisrael mamish? No, it's not the same. Even though you don't keep a shock and shmei kibush, it's still lacking in the Kedusha. Now the Radvaz I gave you in Hilchos Trumas, the Rabbaz writes in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, that even the lands that were captured after Kibush Eretz Yisrael, which the Kuli Almas called Kibush, get this down, is Dafka Lagabi Trumas and Maishas Minatayrit, Aryeh, but not Lagabi Kibush Eretz Yisrael Mamash. So the Rabbaz makes a big chiluk. Just because you're Chayv and Trumas and Maishas Yisrael does not mean there's Kedusha Mamash, which is a very interesting chiddush the Rabbaz holds. The Rabbah says the lands were annexed after they had the box. You know what I mean by the box? After they captured Eretz Yisrael proper. They annexed more lands. That's only Chayv and Trumas and Maishas Minat Torah, but that doesn't mean it's Kedusha Mamish, which is a very big Kiddush, that Rabbah. You would think you're Chayv and Trumas and Maishas. Doesn't that show clearly that the Kedusha is full-blown? No, he says. It's not considered to be Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael Mamish. So that's a very important Kiddush, Lamaishah, that the Rabbah writes. Allah Halamais. So that's the fourth Mahalik so far. Third or fourth? The third Mahalik, correct. The first dose was the first, second dose was the second. What'd you say? Rabbaz says, even though you're Chayav Trumas and Maishas, it doesn't show it's full blown Kedusha. You can be Chayav Trumas and Minat Torah. The lands that were captured after the lands of Eretz Yisrael were properly, they had the box, then they annexed more lands. That's only Chayav and Trumas and Maishas, Lamaisa. That shows that the Kedusha vis-a-vis Trumas and Maishas doesn't show that it's Kedusha Mamish. Okay. That's the third Mahalik.
According to the Rabbaz, what's the Kedusha of Trumas and Maishas? It's its own separate category that has nothing to do with...
Yeah. Usually we assume there's Shem Eretz. I'm glad you brought it up, the Binyamin. There's two tracks. Usually we think there's Shem Eretz Yisrael and what? And Kedusha's Arutz. Shem Eretz Yisrael might be for living there, for Egla Rufa, for Smicha, the things you require, the title of Eretz Yisrael. We talked about it in the beginning of the year. But Trumas and Maishas require maybe a higher level. Here you're saying, here he's kind of saying the opposite, no? He's saying that it's Kedusha for vis-a-vis Trumas and Maishas, but not for all the, it doesn't have Kedusha Mamish. Usually you think it's a Kosher king. You know, now he's saying that it's only, considered it's only vis-a-vis the Kedusha, not for the Shem, maybe. I don't know if you have to say shame, but at least Kedusha Yisrael Mamish. There's a Kedusha needed for Trumas and Maishas, but that's not considered what Kedusha Yisrael Mamish. That's a Chiddush Nifla. That's what he says.
So there's a place that doesn't have Kedusha Yisrael, that has Kedusha
vis-a-vis Trumas and Maishas, but doesn't have Kedusha Yisrael Mamish. That's correct. That's a stunning Chiddush. You're right. That's what he says. Okay, Vaitan and Gemara. Go ahead, Elias. You're doing a great job. Afar? That's two. What's three? Wow, those are the three things that are considered chutzlars. Read Rashi. Maybe what? What does the box say? Maybe? Excellent. What's the problem with this Rashi? Asked the Mole Aroan. Someone tell me, Arya, please. You with me, Yuda? What's the problem with this Rashi, Benji? Come on. What does Rashi forget? Rashi only mentions what Kiyum. He doesn't say anything about Lishma. That's what the Mole Aroyim writes. Why doesn't he say the word B'Kiyum Lishma? You got the Kasha? Oh, so the Mole Aroyim answers Achi Shalom, but what's the Kasha? Shemiyafsa Dovalu Kukula. What's the answer? They didn't make that Zer by Surya. Why? Because Surya is already Eretz Yisrael, the Gabi Maestris. Even though it's Chayav only Midrabanan, right? Even though it's Chayav only Midrabanan, that's enough to say it's not Chazal Dabar L'Kukula. Problem with that is, I'll tell you, offers Tomei. Shouldn't the fact the offer Tomei offset the fact that Chayav Trumas and Maishas? You hear what I'm asking? That's what the Magid Mishnah asks. And not the Magid Mishnah, but Lamaiz and Mole Aroyim. Well, I remember the Bar Yaakov asked that kasha. Shouldn't that be offset from the fact that Safara Tomei?
It's only Tomei, but it's only Tomei in Rabbanah.
I understand, but shouldn't that offset the fact that maybe what? So you want to say it's Tavar L'Kukula L'Maisa? The fact that Tavar Tomei might lead to that L'Maisa. You're going to say, oh, the fact that all this Chayav Shumas L'Maisa offsets that? Well, maybe because it's Tomei will offset that. So I'm saying, where does it stand? Please get that down in your notes. Okay? Yes, so yes.
Like,
go ahead.
And if it's Tomei, it should negate the fact of having to give Shumas L'Maisa.
No, you told me. I said that was wrong. You read it. Read the next two lines. There are three things like chutzlarts. Offer Tomei. What else? You sell your evidence to chutzlarts, and maybe give it to you, and maybe chutzlarts. Go ahead. Lushfal Shalawat. Go ahead. No problem. If you want to come to Tarik and Nicholas, go ahead. Which means the suburbs, yes? So you see they coexist. The upper can be Tomei, and the other hand is what? It's Chayav Shumas L'Maisa. So you can't say that. I'm just saying that L'Maisa L'Gabi Dabar Kula, how can you just say it's Chayav Shumas L'Maisa? That offset that. I can say upper is Tomei. So L'Maisa, I don't really have a good answer for it, L'Maisa. Unless you say, which I don't know historically, but just like we said by Bavel, you cannot apply Yachsa Dabar L'Kukula because it never was a place void of learning. Surya maybe also was, which I think it's hard to believe. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe Surya was like Bavel. Maybe you could say like that. Get that down in your notes. Maybe it was always learning. Remember, Yachsa Dabar L'Kukula means what? They were not learned, then they became learned, and we're afraid it's going to go back to what originally it was. Remember we point out the Taisa B'Metzia? What a daf is it? Pehei Amin Aleph? You look it up there. Reish Lakish was what? Everyone thinks Reish Lakish was a Baal Tshuva. He was originally from. Then he went off to Derech and became a bandit. Then he became the Gadol HaDor. How often does that happen? That you don't see at all, do you? Hadar Bei Rava, the Rav quotes this Tyson Ala Tshuva. Remember we said that? I think I said it to you earlier in the year. What daf is it there? Pehei Amin Aleph or Pehei Vav Amin Aleph? Go ahead, Benj.
How does food become tummy interaction with liquid?
Or how does food?
Yeah, like how would it...
You need the food to become tummy through the... It has to be maxurin. Seven liquids have to fall on it.
So I'm saying it's not automatically tummy even though it's in tummy ground, right?
No, offer is tummy. The offer has been rabbanan tummy. That's so, not food, it's dirt.
Yeah, so
the dirt is tummy.
Yeah, the mitre itself is not, right?
The what?
The mitre itself is not tummy, right?
I understand, but I'm saying that Eliezer asked me... I'm saying Suri is a hybrid, guys.
Right.
It has positives of Eretz Yisrael. Everything about Eretz Yisrael is positive, but it also has negatives of Chutz La'aretz. That's the hybrid of Suri.
Both
can apply. Yes, that both can apply. That's correct.
It's one of the questions of the Magen
Mishnah. So I'm just saying that the Magen Mishnah is saying that don't give me the business of Chayav Shumas L'Maisa, and that will always block you from Achsa Dabar L'Kukula. At the same time, it can say the upper is Tomei. You follow me? So maybe you could suggest what we're saying. Maybe it was like Bubba, that it always was good. Maybe? Yeah, go ahead, Yisrael.
I feel like I suggested in the Seder, maybe you only say the Gzera of Yachsa Dabar L'Kukula if it's totally detached from Eretz Yisrael, that there's no way to draw any comparisons. We're worried that they're going to forget, right? That means they're...
Right,
you say
okay.
That
Yisrael is saying a different Svar. He's saying that it's just like in Eretz Yisrael, there's always Tyra. Suri is an obstacle of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, good. That's a better Svar, I think, than I'm saying.
No,
I'm saying from Bavel, but...
Pei Dalet,
okay. So I was off on Lamais. I think Yisrael is saying very good. He's saying better than what I'm saying. He's saying it's more like Eretz Yisrael, so there never was a problem. It was always considered to be learned. Okay, good. I like that. It's possible. There are always people learning there. Never was a problem. I wanted to say, okay, I'm saying similar to what you're saying. I'm just saying it was like Bavel. Okay. That's the third mile. Okay? We got this? Excellent. Let's go now, number four. Bottom Tysus. Let's go, Eliezer. Wait, you didn't read the Gemara. Read the Gemara first. Go ahead. Back to the Gemara. Chetzim and Beis, guys.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You guys are going
to
remember this? You're walking around. If you're going to the Sarachik tournament today, I don't know if you are, but if you're walking around in class, like I said, it's not the NCAA. I mean, come on. But whatever the case is, Lamaisa, you're thinking about what are the six things? Surya is like what? You sell your evidence through like Chutzal Arts. What else? You maybe get like Chutzal Arts. What's number three? Offers Tome. What are the three like Eretz Yisrael? Meister, Shviz. What else? You want to enter in, you enter Betara. What's number three?
Buying a
field there is like buying the suburbs you shall like. There it is. That's how you remember Shas. Go ahead. So Gemara says what? Let's get this line here. Go ahead. Period. Stop right there. Done. Look at the top Rashi. Look at those two top Rashis. Go ahead. You know what? Why don't you read the Rashi in the bottom? Last Rashi, Chesavah, a few on the top. Go ahead. You go in there, Tom, you're tummy right away. Mar's going to be mazel what it is. Go ahead. Mar's going to be mazel what that means. What is it, a real estate agent? I mean, what would it looks like you're a real estate. I want you to know something. I'm a real estate agent in Syria. If you buy something in Syria, Ashokan, it's like buying the suburbs you shall like. What does that mean? We're just going to be valid. I'm not asking you. We're not real estate agents. You know what I'm saying? We're not, you know, Century 21, right? That's all over America. You heard of that. Go ahead. Fari, go ahead. That's a suburb. Go ahead. Rookrish. Rookrish. Rookrish Balaz. Go ahead. Did you read that in the Gemara? Kesavar, Kibush Yafish, may you read that? Kesavar in the Gemara. Kesavar. How does Rashi define Kibush Yachid? Go ahead, Zuck Rashi. Ah, the David. Go ahead. Beautiful. See how Rashi contrasts David and Yoshua? David did it personally for himself. That's called Kibush Yachid. Yoshua did it for God's Kaya Son. Everyone was there. That's called Kibush Rabin. That's not called Kibush Yochid. In fact, I have Kodim Lifnei Chilukim. Yeah? He did it, he captured Tzor Kodesh Lifnei Chilukim before he distributed. You know, it took 14 years, 7 years capture and 7 years to divide up the lands with the Shvatim. You heard of that, right? First 14 years. But Yahushua's Kibush Rabin. David HaMelech's Kibush Yochid. So what is Rashi's definition of Kibush Yochid? You tell me. Then you do it for your own what? Personal needs. Comes along Tysus and argues. Oh, let's go. Next Tysus. On the bottom of Chesavah, it's a little tricky because what does it say? Shaykh Lomid Veins. Sometimes that happens quite a bit in Shas. There'll be a Tysus on a different oven. So you can't find it. Where is it? So if you look there, it says Shaykh Lomid Veins. It says Shaykh Lomid Veins. Gilyon. It says Shaykh to the Lomid Veins. Because keep it short and appears on Chesavah Veins. Go ahead. Let's see Tysus. Guys, look inside. It's getting late. Let's go. Go ahead. Kibush Yochid. Very good. Go ahead. Read again, the Ramas, guys. Look inside.
Kibush Yochid.
Lashane. Lashane. Oh. Was not like Yoshua. Go ahead. You know, actually, I have here in the Ghost of Doom, it says Lasham. I don't know why it says Lasham. It says, like you said it. I corrected you, say Lashane. I know why it would say Lasham. Okay. Whatever it is, Lasham, I thought it was not for the sake of Klal Yisroel, Biachat. Lasham. Okay, whatever it is, go ahead. But David, yeah, read again from the beginning. Go ahead. Kibush Yochid.
Kibush Yochid.
Everyone wasn't there together. Go ahead. Go ahead. He only did it for his own personal thing. Go ahead. What's the Sifri?
Medrash.
Medrash, excellent. Medrash Rabbah on where? By Midbar and Varim. What's the one called on Vayikra? Sifra. Sifra. What's the one called on Shmos? Mechilta. What's the one called on Bereishis? Bereishis Rabbah. The one on Shmos is also called Shmos Rabbah. Go ahead. What's also the Vayikra called? Taurus Kohanim, yes? Okay, Midrashim are written by the Tanoim. So Tosh digs up a Sifri that's against the Gemara. Go ahead. Aval.
Aval is the free and the farish tam after. So far the hayat they give. The mashal of Yisholo haisa a dying cholesterol gusha.
It wasn't, the box wasn't captured. All the ritual proper wasn't captured yet, Azriel. Go ahead. Kidakamar.
Some of the Torah shall tell Lohorash.
You look there, Hashem gave down a mach musr. Kedamar Osman says, smoke la parochoshva, close to your castle. Get that word down. That definitely would be on a bechina if I wrote it to you. Close to what? Close to your castle, lo harashti, you haven't captured yet, and you're trying to annex more lands on there. So what's going on with you? Perish?
Perish.
I'm sorry. Kapochoshva. Low Rashta, you go ahead, Perish. What does that mean? Yavusi, you haven't captured. Vata? And you go ahead and capture Aram Narayim? Varam Sova? Are you nuts? That's what Hashem saying to David HaMelech. Aval. He says anything you capture, what, from Chutz Lawrence, even if you're a what? Private individual, if you did the box first, then what's the din? It's automatically cut. If we don't view it as yach, we call it a what? Robin. A guy did it physically. The whole touch of what? The whole touch of yach robin depends on the order. Did you hear what I just said? What's difficult with that? So what emerges? What emerges? What are the two definitions of kibush yachid? Machlokas who? Rashi Tosis. Rashi says yachid means what? Your own personal needs. What does the Sifri say according to Tosis? You did it out of order. Which shot do you think fits in better the word yachid? Rashi. How on earth does the Sifri fit in with the word yachid? It's a pella. Absolute pella. How could this be? What's the shot behind this? Okay, let's get right to it. Fourth Mahalach. Taisa Rosh quotes this Lashon Sifri a little different. He adds on that Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be tummy with idols. Hashem gave David HaMelech Musar. Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be tummy with idols, and you're trying to go annex more lands? What David did by capturing Suri was Shlok Yedin. It wasn't right. You should have taken the Eretz Yisrael proper and then go after Suri. There's idols all over the place in Eretz Yisrael. Why don't you take the box, take over Eretz Yisrael, when I say the box, Eretz Yisrael proper, then go do annex more lands. So, comes along the Marim, that's the Taisa Rosh quotes the Sifri, a little bit of an added more to make it a little bit more dramatic. Okay? So the Marim Shif and the Karen Ora ask, the Marim Shif is right here, and the Karen Ora is in Yavamas Pebezim base. Also, Shmuel Rozovsky asks him, Nachum Archovich. According to the Sifri, yes, are you with me? Why on earth do you call Suri a Yachid? It's out of order. That's why it's different. Not because of Yachid. You had a kibush rabbin. It just wasn't sanctified because it wasn't done in order. That's why Rashi didn't like the Sifri, in fact, says the Maram Shul. That's why Rashi did not like the Sifri at all. Because of this kasha. That's why Rashi didn't mention it at all in the order. Because it doesn't bother the word Yachid. What is bother the word Yachid? The way Rashi said it. Let's sort go. Yisrael, are you getting this down? That's what the Maram Shif writes. That's Kufa why Rashi didn't like the Sifri. Because of this kasha. The strong kasha. So I wanted to give three answers to answer this kasha, and we got to get the Chumash. We'll continue on Sunday. Sunday we'll have Shir 11 to 12. Okay? I have to give Shir a little bit early. On Sunday, okay? We have Shir 11 and 12. Okay? So guide yourself accordingly. Let's get the three answers, Bench. Okay, number one. The Ram Shif says, if you look in the Ramban and so far, it says by Akiv, you know why it's called Kibush Yachid? Because he did it without asking the Urim V'Tumim and consulting with the Sanhedrin. David HaMelech did not ask the Urim V'Tumim and did not consult with the Sanhedrin. That's why it's called Yachid. He did Al Das Atzmo. That's what the Devar Avram says as well. He did Al Das Yochid and Al Das Tayr. That's why it's called Yochid.
Who is
the Devar Avram? The Devar Avram. The Maram Shit says, according to Ramban, and the Devar Avram says the same thing. That's why doing it out of order is Yochid. Because you did it on your own. You didn't consult with the Rimatum, you didn't consult with the Sanhedrin. That's number one shot. Number two, Reb Nachum Parchovich says, Tosis never meant to say, this is a chiddush, get this down. Tosis never meant to say. Tosis never meant to say what, Yisrael? That the Sifri was touching the word yachid. I thought it was a beautiful touch. Poshup Chad, you assume the Sifri has a new definition of Yochid. Who says they were saying that this is the definition of Yochid? The Sifri was just Mazur, why it's not Kadosh. The Sifri is Cholik and our Gemara. And says that what? The reason why Tzuria is not because Kibush Yochid, it's because he captured before, that's all. It's not that the Sifri had a new, invented the wheel and came up with a whole new definition of what Kibush Yochid is. That's not the Pshat. There are two distinct reasons why it wasn't Kadosh. The Bavli says what? Kibush Yochid what? The Bavli says because Kibush Yochid is what? But we have an apostle not to make Kiddush. Right? We have an apostle against that Tana. And the Sifri says it has nothing to do with Kibush Yochid. It has to do because it was reversed. Yes? That's what the Rav Nachman Barchovich says. It's a beautiful board. And the Dvar Avram says that can't be. Dvar Avram argues on Rav Nachman Barchovich. He says no. Tosfos meant what he meant. And he was the Sifri was giving a new definition of what Yochid meant. And if you look at Tosfos Avodah Zarah, it's clear like that. Ad Chafal v'Mar Alef. That in fact the Sifri is giving a new definition of what Yochid means. If you look in the corresponding Tosfos, which a lot of times you should do, but according to Rashi, Tzuria, according to Rashi, what does Tzuria say? What is Tzuria? Kibush Yochid, because it wasn't done in the Tzara Kol Yisrael. So according to Rashi, you have no choice but to say, now what? That the Sifri is arguing in our Gemara. You have to say that the Sifri is arguing in our Gemara. Okay? In other words, again, Rav Nachman Barchovich says, Tosfos wasn't trying to say that our Gemara should be like the Sifri, but rather the Sifri is choylek on our Gemara and says the reason why Tzuria is not Kadosh is because David HaMelech did it out of order, not because of Kibush Yochid. The two distinct reasons. The Dvar Avram says that's not the pshat. Tosfos is not trying to say the Sifri is choylek on our Gemara. He's trying to say the new definition of what Yochid is, and that Tosfos and Avodah Zarah is much like that. But according to Rashi, you could say it. According to Rashi, you could say the Bavli and the Sifri argue. Rashi says Kibush Yochid personally. Sifri says nothing to do with Yochid. It has to do with doing it out of order. That's the second answer. Third answer. See, the second answer is basically the premise your kasha was wrong. We're not trying to define that that's what Yochid meant. But then there's a third answer. What's the third answer? The third answer, Lamaisa, is based on the Karen Aron. Karen Aron, Yavamis, the great Gaon, says, and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says the same in the first Teretz, that the din you're not allowed to conquer other lands before Eretz Yisrael proper was said to the public, not to a Yochid. Wow. That was said to the Klal, not to a Yochid. So even if you all Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush, since the Yochid is not Mitzvah to capture other lands before Eretz Yisrael, even if other people capture, the feeling Rabim Kofshin, Mahanisha Kibush Yochid, Medin Kibush Yochid. Yes? It doesn't make a difference. If you do it out of order, I don't care if Rabim do it. It's still defined as being what? A Yochid. But according to the Maror Kibush Yochid, Lav Shmei Kibush, in order for something to be called Kibush, what do you need? You need Davka Kiddush Rabim. And since the Rabim are Mitzvah to do it in order, Kozman, they don't do it in order, the rest of the lands are considered to be not Kadosh, even if Rabim captured it. So when the Gemara says Kibush Yochid, what is the Chisaron? The chisaron is the what? Because it's done out of order. If it's done out of order, al pidin, it's called the yachid. If it's done out of order, al pidin, it's called the yachid. What do you mean by al pidin? Not a mitzias, but al pialochid. And therefore, since it's done out of order, it's called a kibush yachid. And kibush yachid doesn't work. That's the pshat we want to suggest, Lomais, is that din not to, was said to the klal and not to the yachid. So, Lomais, it comes out that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, even if the Yochid is not Mitzvah to capture, any Yochid Mitzvah must be caught in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Mechuyev. Even if what Rabim capture, it works, the Kibush within Kibush Yochid, so Lamaise, it's said to the cloud. So if you hold the Manor Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, the Yochid is not Mitzvah to capture one before. Even if the Rabim capture it, it works the Kibush within Kibush Yochid, and it's considered to be is it the Kibush Yechidim? You follow what I'm saying? So if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, there's no requirement of having an order. There's no requirement of having an order. If you hold the Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, then it has to be done what? Davke Kibush Rabim, and they're Mechuyev to do it right in principle. So Kozman, they don't capture it. We label it as being what? A Kibush Yachid. We label it as being a Kibush Yachid. And that's what it means. Kibush Yachid is the Chisarim that it wasn't done in order. It's not called even a Kibush what? A Kibush Rabin. It's a little strange to say that because basically you're saying that the Shita, when the Gemara says the word Kibush Yachid, it doesn't mean the Shita Kibush Yachid. It means Al Pidin, it's called a what? What does Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush mean? Kibush Yachid means you don't need to have an order. That's what it means. Kibush Yachid Lav Shmei Kibush means you need to have an order. So when it says Kibush Yachid, the chesaron is that before you capture a tzra, l'maisa, it's not called a Kibush Rabin. That's what it means. It's called a Kibush Yachid. You follow me? You're lacking. It's not called a Kibush Rabin. It wasn't done right. I tell you, this pshat doesn't fit in the Tais at all. Because what does Tais say? After you capture all Eretz Yisrael, yet you can capture other lands, even a Yachid, he said. Didn't he say that? Even a Yachid? So even if a Yachid does it, Al Pidin, it's called a Rabin. It's Mashal Yachid, it's also Mitzuvah not to do it like that. You get the impression from Tais that even a Yachid is Mitzuvah to do it in order. You follow me? Not, once it's been done, then everything's okay. Seems like the Mitzvah is on everybody, both Rabin and Yachid. You follow what I mean? So I think that Karen Or doesn't necessarily fit in the Pshat and Tais, says the Dvar Yaakov. Doesn't necessarily fit in, Lomaisa. Okay, but that at the end of the day, the word Yachid will fit Lomaisa into doing it out of order because basically by doing it out of order, it can never be called a Rabin. It becomes by default a Kibush Yachid. And it might be a Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, but Lomaisa, it's never going to be a Rabin one. And therefore, that's fine because the Rabin is the one that has to do it or not the Yachid. It's a little bit Shvir and Taisis. Because Taisa seems to say that once you've done the whole thing, even a Yachid does, it's considered to be Rabin. You know what I mean? Al Pidin. So that's why I'm saying that's the Chiddush of the Karen Or. Please go over this. Okay, let's close with Chumash. Okay? And Sunday we'll continue. We've got a lot to do, guys. That was the fifth Mahalat, I believe, Ben. Yes?